Chapter 6, Executing Short-Range Air Defense Operations. This chapter addresses the types of operations that SHORAD forces conduct in decisive actions. It focuses on the roles and contributions of the SHORAD battery and platoon in offensive, defensive, and stability operations. Each operation is introduced, and general SHORAD considerations for each follow. The various types of each operation are then addressed, with more focused discussions of SHORAD in each. The generic term SHORAD is henceforth used throughout this chapter to refer to dedicated SHORAD systems, batteries, platoons, and teams in general. The specific SHORAD weapon, sensor, or unit is cited when the discussion only applies to that element. Decisive action and general short-range air defense considerations. Decisive action is the continuous, simultaneous execution of offensive, defensive, and stability operations or defense support of civil authority tasks, ADP 3.0. The simultaneity of decisive action varies by echelon and span of control. At lower echelons, an assigned task may require all the echelon's combat power to execute that task in one operation. For example, a SHORAD platoon, by its very nature, provides defense of a designated supported unit or asset in any type operation, but does not have sufficient capacity to support a force in two simultaneous operations. SHORAD batteries, platoons, squads, and teams are placed in support of designated assets and positioned where they can best conduct their primary, mission-deterring, denying, or defeating air threats, regardless of type operation. SHORAD considerations are presented for offensive, defensive, and stability operations in the following sections. There is no discussion of defense support of civil authority tasks, as these tasks are conducted by all soldiers, regardless of branch or echelon. In conducting decisive actions, SHORAD leaders must advise supported units on active and passive AMD resources and procedures, especially those assets without dedicated ADA protection. SHORAD leaders inform these supported elements of the locations of the SHORAD weapons and their capabilities, AMD warning terms and procedures, passive defense measures that should be initiated and enhanced, and self-defense actions that all units can execute, irrespective of the presence or absence of dedicated SHORAD units. Continuous coordination is required. There are three primary ROE, which are applicable to SHORAD units and non-dedicated air defense elements, known as Combined Arms for Air Defense, KFAD, in the tactical fight: the right of self-defense, hostile criteria, and weapons control status. The right of self-defense is never denied. Unit commanders always retain the inherent right and obligation to exercise unit self-defense in response to a hostile act or demonstrated hostile intent. Unless otherwise directed by a unit commander, military members may exercise individual self-defense in response to a hostile act or demonstrated hostile intent. When individuals are assigned and acting as part of a unit, individual self-defense should be considered a subset of unit self-defense. As such, unit commanders may limit individual self-defense by members of their unit. The exact criteria enabling the fire unit to declare a target hostile may vary with the tactical situation. Some considerations in determining if a target is hostile are it is attacking friendly elements, violating airspace coordinating measures, visually identified as hostile, and responding improperly or not at all to identification, friend or foe, known as IFF interrogation. Weapons control status. SHORAD weapons are generally placed in weapons tight. Refer to Chapter 1 for a description of weapons tight and the other two control statuses. Reconstitution efforts are considered for each type of offensive and defensive operation. SHORAD commanders must plan and implement reorganization and regeneration measures for subordinate forces that have suffered attrition from enemy attacks. See FM 4.0 for additional information on reconstitution. Offensive operations. An offensive operation is an operation to defeat or destroy enemy forces and gain control of terrain, resources, and population centers, ADP 3.0. The offense is the ultimate means commanders have of imposing their will on enemy forces. Maneuver forces conduct offensive tasks to defeat and destroy enemy forces, as well as gain control of terrain, resources, and population centers. Commanders seize, retain, and exploit the initiative when conducting the offense. Taking the initiative from an enemy force requires conducting offensive operations, even in the defense. SHORAD forces do not generally conduct offensive tasks. However, M-SHORAD, Avenger, and Stinger units enable offensive operations by providing defense against enemy air surveillance and attacks. Land-based Phalanx weapon system units do not have the mobility to support offensive operations. Air defense tasks to enable offensive operation include planning air defense coverage to provide freedom of maneuver for forces and their critical assets, to include denying surveillance by threat UASs. Developing air aspects of the IPB in conjunction with the S2. Developing air defense priorities, protecting forward-based infrastructure, such as lines of communications and command nodes, from aerial attack. Planning early warning and surveillance. Maneuvering to maintain air defense coverage. M-SHORAD is the predominant air defense weapon system in offensive operations. M-SHORAD's mobility, survivability, and shoot-on-the-move capability make it extremely effective in defense of maneuvering forces and other assets that have the potential to move forward rapidly, such as reserves, artillery, and maneuver support elements. Understanding the supported unit's scheme of maneuver is the first step in providing adequate air defense. Air defense priorities are established to ensure the effective and continuous support for the offensive operation. The M-SHORAD or Avenger battery commander and the supported forces S3 develop and recommend priorities to the supported commander. Command or support relationships between SHORAD units and other units are directed by the S3 in coordination with the SHORAD commander. The SHORAD battery commander must weigh the main effort and preserve the supported forces' ability to maneuver. Because movements to contact are characterized by rapid and aggressive action, the commander should task organize for maximum flexibility and plan for decentralized execution. Since the lateral movement may be to the left or to the right, the commander must read the battlefield, analyzing the terrain throughout the entire route of march, and looking for key indicators to determine what the enemy is doing. The Battalion S2 will keep the commander informed of changes in intelligence assessments. The Battalion S4 will keep the commander updated on maintenance, ammunition, and fuel status, as well as projected resupply. Decision support, synchronization, and execution matrices are tools commanders use to aid their flexibility and reaction time to contingencies and plan branches and sequels. SHORAD systems, except for land-based Phalanx weapon system, displace frequently, whether deployed in forward or rear areas. They move to support the maneuver force plan in response to mission changes. They also move to enhance survivability. There are four types of offensive operations: movement to contact, attack, exploitation, and pursuit. For more information on offensive operations, see ADP 3-90. Movement to contact. Movement to contact is a type of offensive operation designed to develop the situation and to establish or regain contact, ADP 3-90. The goal of a movement to contact is to make initial contact with a small element while retaining enough combat power to develop the situation and mitigate the associated risk. Commanders conduct a movement to contact when an enemy situation is vague or not specific enough to conduct an attack. A movement to contact may result in a meeting engagement. Meeting engagements are combat actions that occur when an incompletely deployed force engages an enemy at an unexpected time and place. In a movement to contact, forces deploy from assembly areas in attack formations that facilitate movement and mass sufficient combat power to ensure decisive victory. Commanders adjust their tempo appropriately as they anticipate closing with enemy forces. They decide where their forces can deploy into formations that facilitate the initial contact and still provide freedom of action for the bulk of their forces. M-SHORAD platoons are integrated with the maneuvering forces. M-SHORAD platoons must be able to posture themselves quickly to counter any enemy surveillance or attack efforts. They are positioned based on the maneuver forces' type of travel, for example, deliberate movement when contact with enemy forces is likely, and formation. M-SHORAD systems will generally be placed behind the lead elements of the supported force during movement to provide overwatch of enemy air avenues of approach. Air defense coverage is extended forward of the lead elements. Avengers may be deployed with the covering force, along the flanks, or in overwatch positions of the maneuver force. Avenger fire units are light-skinned vehicles and should not be integrated into the maneuver force when contact is expected. The Avenger may be positioned on the maneuver force flank and rear, where it is best suited to defend enemy air avenues of approach. Positioning of the Avenger fire units is dependent on met TC factors. The battery commander or platoon leader makes a decision based on preventing enemy aircraft from successfully observing or attacking the vulnerable moving elements. During the movement, the Avenger platoon will be employed to protect the supported unit's critical assets, such as the maneuver formations executing the main effort, artillery units, and C2 elements. The Avenger can be used to provide coverage for choke points along the march route, or to defend the maneuver force as it moves prior to contact. The platoon leader should position the squads and teams so that 2/3 of the weapon system's effective range extends in front of the maneuver force, if possible. Stinger teams may also be involved. They may be used to augment Avengers at choke points, but will primarily be used to protect C2, maneuver support, and fire support assets. Stinger teams must be careful not to get caught up in the direct firefight. Once contact has been initiated, teams need to assume overwatch positions. Attack. Attack is a type of offensive operation that destroys or defeats enemy forces, seizes and secures terrain, or both, ADP 3-90. Attacks incorporate coordinated movement supported by fires. They may be part of either decisive or shaping operations. An attack differs from a movement to contact because in an attack, commanders know at least part of an enemy's dispositions. A commander may describe an attack as hasty or deliberate, depending on the time available for assessing the situation, planning, and preparing. A commander may decide to conduct an attack using only fires, based on an analysis of the mission variables. In a hasty attack, the commander must move quickly to gain the advantage. Speed and violence of action can overcome lack of preparation. A deliberate attack is much more thoroughly planned and prepared. Hasty attacks are not based on detailed planning, but the commander must anticipate and plan for them as much as possible. They are conducted to catch the enemy off guard. The maneuver commander can use assets available and synchronize all available support and combat multipliers, provided they can be committed without significant delay. Hasty attack plans are disseminated through fragmentary orders. The use of standard operating procedure and battle drills are critical for effective execution of hasty attacks. The success of SHORAD units in a hasty attack will depend on thorough prior planning. Prior to the mission, on-order M-SHORAD, Avenger, and Stinger positions, aerial areas of interest along suspected enemy air avenues of approach, and decision and execution matrices must be developed. SHORAD platoon leaders plan their schemes of maneuver based on the maneuver force scheme of maneuver and designated priorities. Unit SOPs and battle drills, combined with rapid, aggressive execution, aid in mission accomplishment. The deliberate attack requires more time for detailed IPB and detailed pre-planned positions throughout the entire zone. For a deliberate attack, SHORAD coverage must be extensive and well-coordinated. This requires a thorough IPB analysis that includes ground and air avenues of approach, aerial attack profiles, probable enemy aviation attack locations, aerial surveillance positions and routes. From the IPB, the SHORAD platoon leaders develop and use system-specific graphic control measures and those directed by the supported unit to control M-SHORAD, Avenger, and any Stinger team movements. All movements are conducted to support the supported unit's scheme of maneuver. During an attack, M-SHORAD systems are normally positioned to support the main effort. Avengers are positioned to protect maneuver support, C2, and fire support assets. The M-SHORAD or Avenger platoon leader must, however, retain the flexibility to shift and redirect platoon fires in support of the entire zone of action. An attack may require a forward passage of lines through a stationary force. In a passage of lines, the stationary force's SHORAD units protect the passage lanes. The attacking force's SHORAD units accompany the passing units. Airspace coordinating measures and weapons control measures must be planned and disseminated by either the Division AMD cell or Brigade ATOM cell. Similar procedures apply for rearward passage of lines. Exploitation. Exploitation is a type of offensive operation that usually follows a successful attack and is designed to disorganize the enemy in depth, ADP 3-90. Exploitations seek to disintegrate enemy forces to the point where they have no alternative but to surrender or retreat. Exploitation follows any successful attack and is conducted to take advantage of the success. A M-SHORAD platoon may move with the main body, exploitation force, or it may be task-organized to provide support for both the exploitation force and the logistics elements. Avenger and Stinger elements are used to keep maneuver force lines of communications open and protect key logistics facilities and C2 posts. C2 is critical to support constantly moving units. Pursuit. Pursuit is a type of offensive operation designed to catch or cut off a hostile force attempting to escape with the aim of destroying it, ADP 3-90. There are two variations of the pursuit, frontal and combination. A pursuit normally follows a successful exploitation. However, if enemy resistance breaks down and enemy forces begin fleeing the battlefield, any type of offensive operation can transition into a pursuit. Pursuits entail rapid movement and decentralized control. The pursuit is oriented on the enemy rather than on terrain objectives. Since penetration occurs deep in the enemy rear, the same caution as in a movement to contact must be practiced. M-SHORAD maneuvers with the pursuing forces, normally traveling at their flanks. Avengers are generally positioned at the rear of a maneuvering force to defend the maneuver support, C2, fire support, and maneuver reserve forces. Defensive operations. A defensive operation is an operation to defeat an enemy attack, gain time, economize forces, and develop conditions favorable for offensive or stability operations, ADP 3.0. The purpose of the defense is to create conditions for the offense that allow army forces to regain the initiative. The inherent strengths of the defense are the defender's ability to occupy positions before an attack and use the available time to improve those defenses. A defending force stops improving its defensive preparations only when it retrogrades or begins to engage enemy forces. Defensive operations are conducted to identify or create enemy weaknesses that allow for the opportunity to begin offensive operations. In the defense, the maneuver commander prioritizes requirements for air defense coverage based on mission analysis, IPB, and MET-TC. Priority for air defense in the defense may be to the main battle positions, C2 elements, or logistics assets. The SHORAD platoon leader must clearly understand where its supported forces' effort will be weighted. Based on these considerations, the platoon leader will develop a coverage plan to support the defensive concept of operations. Artillery and rockets will be used extensively against SHORAD defended assets. They are usually numerous, inexpensive, survivable, and highly effective. UASs will be employed to provide targeting data. UASs are extremely effective in this role due to their small size, low radar cross-section, and standoff capability. In addition to RAM and UASs, rotary and fixed-wing aircraft continue to present formidable threats to a defense. SHORAD engagements of air threats are executed locally, decentralized, by team chiefs and section chiefs in accordance with the air defense warning, weapons control status, and ROE. SHORAD engagement decisions are made and executed locally within the ROE. Identification authority is also exercised at the local level. The identification friend or foe capability assists SHORAD team and section chiefs in the identification of potential targets. Positive visual identification is required for all aircraft prior to engagement. To combat aerial targets, SHORAD fire units are assigned sectors of fire and primary and secondary target lines. Sector of fire is that area assigned to a unit, a crew-served weapon, or an individual weapon within which it will engage targets as they appear, in accordance with established engagement priorities. FM3-90-1. Sectors of fire are specified by left and right limits in azimuth. Primary target line is an azimuth assigned to a weapon system or unit along which the system fire control personnel and or gunners focus their attention. FM3-01. Primary target lines are established along the center line of the assigned sector of fire to assist in the distribution of fires when defending against multiple targets that are attacking from different directions. Primary target lines are typically aligned with air avenues of approach. Secondary target line is a pre-planned alternative target line used to shift the orientation of fires to assure all likely threat avenues of approach are adequately defended. FM3-01. Secondary target lines allow mutual support and overlapping coverage. Secondary target lines are planned in advance to allow the proper positioning of equipment to accommodate both primary and secondary target line requirements. The platoon leader designates sectors of fire and primary and secondary target lines after reviewing fire unit positions to ensure that all aerial targets threatening the protected asset can be engaged. Each fire unit concentrates its fires on the most threatening aerial target within its assigned sector or closest to its primary target line. Controls provide efficient fires and reduce the probability of simultaneous engagements from two or more systems. The SHORAD platoon leader uses the AMD employment tenets to position launchers in accordance with MET-TC. The M-SHORAD platoon leader may initially position the M-SHORADs for early engagements. The Avenger platoon leader stresses mutual support or overlapping coverage when possible to enhance engagement opportunities. If fixed-wing aircraft are considered to be a major threat, the platoon may weight coverage to the most likely air avenue or avenues of approach. The land-based Phalanx weapon system platoon leader positions launchers in pairs with mutual support if possible, or overlapping fires between pairs as a minimum for RAM engagements given the relatively short range of the system. Early warning of enemy air surveillance or attack is facilitated by Sentinel and the other land-based Phalanx weapon system sensors, which are positioned to extend sensor detection over the defended area. Warnings are transmitted by audio or visual means to units or assets in the actual zone of danger and not the entire base or AO, unless area coverage is directed by the supported commander. In addition to enabling focused early warning of friendly personnel, the land-based Phalanx weapon system sense function alerts the intercept systems for engagements of incoming RAM munitions. The land-based Phalanx weapon systems intercepts require acquisition and tracking of incoming rounds that have predicted point of impact within the designated protected area. There are three types of defensive operations: area defense, mobile defense, and retrograde. For more information on defensive operations, see ADP 3-90. In addition, defense of the homeland by SHORAD elements is discussed. Area defense. Area defense is a type of defensive operation that concentrates on denying enemy forces access to designated terrain for a specific time rather than destroying the enemy outright, ADP 3-90. The focus of an area defense is on retaining terrain where the bulk of a defending force positions itself in mutually supporting, prepared positions. SHORAD forces in an area defense are generally more focused on protecting designated fixed or semi-fixed assets rather than denying access to terrain. In defensive situations, SHORAD commanders support established battle positions based on the IPB, MET-TC, and the maneuver commander's scheme of maneuver. These positions need to be planned and prepared in depth to provide decisive fires against enemy air attacks. During preparation of the defense, air defense priority normally goes to the unit preparing positions and obstacles. Once the defensive positions are prepared, priority may shift to C2 and maneuver support assets. When maneuver is required, priority shifts to the maneuvering elements. In each situation, SHORAD assets focus on the main air avenues of approach. If M-SHORADs or Avengers are tasked to provide coverage for the maneuver force reserves, they should be positioned along identified enemy air avenues of approach that influence the reserves' initial positions, as well as routes to their defensive positions. SHORAD systems will be used in areas that maximize their significant capabilities but minimize their exposure to the direct firefight. M-SHORADs and Avengers are most suited for early engagement of UASs. They may initially be positioned with counter-reconnaissance forces or along enemy air avenues of approach that allow the enemy's surveillance of defensive positions and preparations. For more information on countering UASs, see ATP 3-01.81. Actual positioning of SHORAD systems should be based on the air IPB, the commander's priorities for the air defense, and the location of the supported unit's assets. Avengers, for instance, could be positioned as far as 3,000 meters apart. However, the distance between systems is dependent upon line of sight and MET-TC considerations. M-SHORAD and Avengers systems may be prioritized for engineer effort and dug in to maximize survivability. The M-SHORAD guns and the Avengers machine gun are capable weapons that may be used by their crews to defend their position against ground attacks, as well as to engage air targets as required. The supported commander may also task the M-SHORAD or Avenger platoon to defend a portion of the asset's perimeter. Care must be taken if this task is assigned to ensure that their positions do not now weaken or create gaps in the defense against air threats. If they do, the battery commander or platoon leader must so advise the supported commander. Air defense may be allocated to reserve or counterattack forces, C2 and logistics facilities, and fire support units. If the supported unit is defending against an enemy main attack, air defense risks may be taken in the rear area to achieve the mass and early engagement needed to defeat the likely attack helicopter threat. If defending against a supporting attack, more Avenger and Stinger teams may be allocated to static assets in the unit's rear. The ADA plan must be flexible enough, however, to quickly mass against the attack helicopter threat should the enemy's main effort shift and occur in the supported unit's sector. Since land-based phalanx weapon system units can designate the grid for the point of origin of RAM fire sooner than other sources, collocation of land-based phalanx weapon system leaders in a base defense operations center or supported units operations center is a tactical procedure that helps land-based phalanx weapon system units more rapidly synchronize positive identification and clearance of fires. The platoon leader can interact with the base commander or supported unit commander for engagement authorization. While some units collocate land-based phalanx weapon system leaders with base defense operations centers or protection cells, operational experience suggests the best mission command practice is to collocate a sense and warn leader in the portion of the supported unit's operations center where intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance and fires decisions are made. This facilitates positive identification with UASs and results in rapid clearance of fires. The warning function can be triggered as easily from the operations center as from a base defense operations center or protection cell. However, synchronization with intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance and fires is typically more difficult from a base defense operations center or protection cell than from the unit's operations center. Mobile defense. Mobile defense is a type of defensive operation that concentrates on the destruction or defeat of the enemy through a decisive attack by a striking force, ADP 3-90. The mobile defense focuses on defeating or destroying enemy forces by allowing them to advance to a point where they are exposed to a decisive counterattack by a striking force. A fixing force supplements the striking force by holding attacking enemy forces in position, by canalizing attacking enemy forces into ambush areas, and by retaining areas from which to launch the striking force. The key aspects of supporting mobile defense are mobility and survivability. The moving elements in a mobile defense will be the most vulnerable to attack and surveillance. Counterintelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance are critical because the plan relies on surprise. M-SHORAD units may accompany the striking force, protecting it against enemy air attacks. Avenger units and Stinger teams may support the fixing force by engaging aerial surveillance and attack platforms from pre-positioned locations. Both have limited mobility and survivability. They cannot keep pace with mechanized forces on the move and lack suitable protection. Avengers and Stinger teams will generally be emplaced to defend the security force and the more critical static assets of the supported unit, for example, the C2 elements. Retrograde. A retrograde is a transitional operation. It is always part of a larger scheme of maneuver designed to regain the initiative and defeat the enemy. Depending on the size and the mission of the covering force, the SHORAD plan may allocate some air defense to the covering force, assuming that the covering force's mission is not to destroy the lead elements of the enemy force. M-SHORAD can maneuver with the covering force and provide the required protection against air threats. Avenger and Stinger are adept at providing overwatching fires of a covering force that is used as a screening force providing information. Since the covering force units are typically not the air defense priority, the covering force units normally rely on passive air defense. Homeland defense. Homeland defense is the protection of United States sovereignty, territory, domestic population, and critical infrastructure against external threats and aggression, or other threats as directed by the President, JP3-27. This calls for defending United States territory against attack by state and non-state actors through an active layered defense that aims to deter and defeat aggression abroad and simultaneously protect the homeland. The Army supports this strategy with capabilities in forward regions of the world, geographic approaches to United States territory, and within the United States homeland. During homeland defense, Army forces work closely with federal, state, territorial, tribal, local, and private agencies. SHORAD units play a significant role in the National Capital Region, which includes Washington, D.C., and parts of Maryland and Virginia. The air defense mission is to provide C2 and air defense to detect, deter, divert, and if necessary, destroy enemy air threats, thereby allowing freedom of action for national senior leaders. The Joint Air Defense Operations Center, a multi-service military capability, provides C2 of the ground-based air defense weapon systems, supported by sensors and a warning system. Stability operations. A stability operation is an operation conducted outside the United States in coordination with other instruments of national power to establish or maintain a secure environment and provide essential governmental services, emergency infrastructure reconstruction, and humanitarian relief, ADP-30. This may involve establishing civil security or control, or reverting to offensive or defensive operations. Offensive and defensive operations may be necessary to defeat enemies that oppose a stability operation. Army forces work with and through host nation authorities in cases where the host nation can meet most or all of the population's requirements. Army forces operating in a failed state may need to work with civilian organizations to restore capabilities to support the local population. Stability operations are inherently complex and place great demands on small units. SHORAD leaders must develop interpersonal skills, such as cultural awareness, negotiating techniques, and learn critical language phrases while maintaining warfighting skills. SHORAD support to stability tasks is identical to that in conducting offensive and defensive tasks. While each stability task is different, air defense coordination, planning, and execution to meet the mission requirements of the maneuver commander remain the same. The ability of SHORAD commanders to stabilize a crisis is directly related to their perceived ability to defend the supported force and civilian critical assets as necessary.